We're up to Simin Resh and Gimel, Mila Sugya Shehiya. So where the world is up to is on page 42, Chafalef on the Beis, V'yesh Omrim. So we mentioned last time that there is a big machlokes between Chananya and the Rabbanan, whether Shehiya is permissible without Garuf HaKatan. Shehiya means that you're leaving the food on the fire, and the fire is revealed. And do you still need a heker of Garuf HaKatam? Garuf HaKatam, we saw a definition of it on page Chaf Amabez on page 40, that Garuf means that you removed the coals, or Ketuma is you covered the coals. Do you need to do that? What we call a blech today. So the Mechaber, in the first opinion, says that you do. And then he quotes a V'yeshom, two lines from the top. V'yeshom, koshin special k'machal ben drusai. Once, even if it's machal ben drusai, oshin special called sarchal mistamik v'yafalo, mutala shosal gabe akira. You're allowed to leave it on top of the stove. Filu husak begefis ve'etzim, afilu eina grufo k'tuma. V'lo huskru grufo k'tuma v'husak v'kash k'vava, el k'sheschil is special, v'lo gilamach ben drusai. If it's begun to cook, and this is an important provision, that even though we say that Shehiya is not required to have a blech, according to many opinions, nevertheless, if it's not reached Machal Ben Drusai, then we're afraid the person is going to feel a lachatz to heat it up on Shabbos itself, then you're still going to need Garuf HaKatan. V'chein le'in not la'kder me'alo ba'lachzur lo b'Shabbos, also achzara, which means you've taken the food off the pot on Shabbos and you're returning it to the fire, so then in such a case you'll also need to have the Garuf HaKatan. V'im shachach v'shal atav shal shishchul v'spash v'lo gil mech v'ndusai aser v'ein tzamach lo marim ova v'shal. Even if you've forgotten, nevertheless, the halacha is that if you violated Shehiya, then the food is going to be aser. The critical line over here is the Ramah's conclusion, v'nagu l'hakel k'svar achrona, that our custom is to be lenient like the second svar. So even though in the Mechaber, in regards to Shehiya, that's what we're going to be wrapping up tonight, in regards to Shehiya, the halacha, really in the Mechaber, is a stam goes the chumra, yeshom goes the kula, the Ramah is mekel, and the Ramah says that once it has reached the stage of either Meichel ben Drusai or Mavushal called Sarko, so then in such a case, then we are going to be Mako. Now, in regards to Psak for Svardin, so the Dirshu quotes that there were even Svardic postkin that were Mako. That at the end of the day, there were Svardic postkin. I saw that it's quoting the name of the Or Letzion, the Dirshu has, and others who were Mako, even though the Ber Halacha points out that this is really the chidush of the Ramah. If you take a look in the Ber Halacha, the Ramaskal v'nagu l'hakel, he says v'chein abeis Yosef gufam imashiyitik der rishonim b'stama v'adiyah shni b'shem yeshomer mashma gam kein daita notel hachmer. So the Beis Yosef is mashma that one would go l'chumra. Nevertheless, where did I see in the Dirshu 55? Yes. And there was a great posik, of course, Chacham Avadya Zatzal, who's well known to speak out that Einam Zazim, we don't move from the Psak and the Mechaber, Stavi Eshomrim, one should follow that, L'chumra. However, somehow, the Psak in the Yalkut Yosef, Chacham Avadya's son, our present Sephardic chief rabbi, says the minig is kisvar rishona v'nochol nahachmir. That's how he formats it. So how could you go against the stam of the yeshomer? So they ask a question that many had pointed out, that the mechaber himself, you could understand with soser mishnasa, that the mechaber in simon reishnun dalid seems to follow the opinion that says that shehiya is mutter in a case of peros. There is a case that we're going to have later on that the Mechaber seems to contradict himself. So there are some who say that this is a Reishon Dalet Siv Dalet, and the Gra does say that it seems that the Mechaber over there is passing like Rashi, and that's where Chacham Avadia runs. He runs with this idea. At the end of the day, Chacham Avadia ultimately is mitstarif other kulas. For example, he says that if the tavshil is already l'tzorach Shabbos b'boker, yesh l'hakel l'kulei alma, that there are some who say that if the tavshil is already for tomorrow, then you don't have the chashash of being mechatik l'cholim altogether for shihia. So he's mitstarif that to justify that svardim do not follow the Beis Yosef. But it is a ha'ara that the pashtus of the Beis Yosef is not this way. The Ramah continues. Let's start actually with the Mechaber. V'chol zeh be'inyan shehiya she'akder yoshevus al kisei shabarzel v'al gabi avonim ve'inan al gas b'chom avatzman al gabi chachom devar kol aser. We're going to discuss this more in Reish Nun Dalet, that hatmana is a separate problem. V'yesh omrim, and then the Ramah is one more chumra on the bottom of 42, da'afilu makdero medes al gabi eish mamish kol zman shei magula l'mayla lo mikri hatmana v'shari. We're going to discuss the hatmana is if it's entirely wrapped. Over here, if the kedera is yoshevus al kisei shel barzel, then in such a case, even if there's mutman al gabi gecholim, as long as it's not on the top, then it's permissible. V'chein minig, rak the Rama adds, shenisarim lenaskan kodim, ksas kodim, nashas v'nesh, kedei sheyuchal yisrael asir misha. You just have to be concerned that you're not going to actually move the gecholim. Because if it's sitting directly on top, then you will be over on Mavir. Otherwise, you would have to have the guy do it. The Mishnah Berurah points out, if it's a case of where the psik ratio would take place, in Sifkata Nun Aleph, it's a psik ratio that the guy would do it. There are some opinions that would say that you can't even ask the guy to move it. That's on the Mishnah Berurah on the top of the next page. So what emerges is that bottom line is that shehi is mutter according to most opinions, even if it's not garfakatim. At the same time, you have to be careful that in the process of removing it, you're not going to come to stoke the coals. Now, in the cases where you do need a blech, for example, if the food is not muvusho kol tzarkov, if the food is not maichel ben rusai, if the food is not raw, it's in between the state of raw and maichel ben rusai, or we're going to spend time here in the next few days discussing Hachzara, where you do need a blech. So what exactly is a blech? So it's well known that there's a discussion in the poskim, what is a blech today? Because in the time of Chazal, it's Garfa Katam. We define the way what Garfa Katam is. But what is the requirement of a blech? So Reb Shlomo Zalman Zatzal had quite a chidush that's quoted in some Svarim, and Reb Nevin Zal himself quotes it as well. I don't know if Rav Nevinzal heard it because he quotes it from the Sefer Ma'ora Shabbos, and the Dirshu says this as well. Rav Shlomo Zalman was of the opinion that covering the fire is simply enough, which is quite a chiddush. Why is it quite a chiddush? Because at the end of the day, the way in which you stoke the coals today is not coming from on top of the fire, it's coming from the knobs. So, but Rav Shlomo Zalman felt that since the role of Garif HaKadam was to create a heker, to remind you, he thought the heker was specifically on top of the fire. And this goes with Kula and Lechumra. That is, that Rav Shlomo Zalman felt that it was not enough to simply cover the knobs. Covering the knobs, Rav Shlomo Zalman was not so excited about. Ad kidekach, the Rav Shlomo Zalman even felt that it could very well be that even if the knobs were entirely removed, he was mesupik if that would be enough as well. Because, again, l'shitaso, there was a requirement to make a heker. Rav Moshe Feinstein is of the opinion that one needs to cover the knobs as well, l'chatchila. Nafgamina being when you buy a blech, is the blech only a flat piece of metal, or does it require a lip going down above the knobs? Rav Moshe Feinstein said that both were necessary. It's quoted in the name of Rav Aaron Cutler. This is not in the Dirshu. In Rav Eider's Sefer, that Rav Aaron Cutler had thought that very differently than Rav Shlomo Zalman, that he had thought that the main requirement is not to come like Degar for Cutler. And therefore, Maker Dedina, he thought that covering the knobs might be enough. The Minig Olam is not to follow, if you will, the Kulos of Rav Aaron Cutler, only the Chumras of Rav Aaron Cutler. The Minig Olam is not to follow this Kula of Rav Aaron Kotler today in our Yardei Shir. We discussed the Chumrah of Rav Aaron Kotler in regards to gelatin, which the OU follows. There are many things from Rav Aaron Zetzal that the world does follow, but this Kula that Rabbi Eider brings down in his name is not one that's generally followed. Did I mention last time, Rabbi Yom, did I mention last time the discussion of bones, whether bones are entirely cooked or not? Start mentioning it. Okay, so if I didn't finish, so this time I'll finish it. What happens if the food is already cooked and the bones are not cooked? So I did mention it. So the bottom line is that Rav Moshe tended to be more makel, and say that the entire food was considered cooked. And Rav Shlomo Zalman said that the food was not considered cooked. This gets involved in sugis and yoredei as well. How do you look at bones? Do you look at bones as a type of ochel or not? So in Siman Pei Zayin and yoredei, there in regards to basar b'chalav, atzamos is not considered basar. So is that relevant to this question? And there's another place in yoredei that seems that it is considered like basar. You got to answer that. It's a bit complicated. Sugi and yoredei. Coming back to Hilchos Shabbos, everything in Torah is connected. Coming back in Hilchos Shabbos, the way in which Hilchos Shabbos it works is that Rav Nevinsal heard from Rav Shlomo Zalman that Rav Shlomo Zalman thought there was no machlokas between him and Rav Moshe. Rav Shlomo Zalman thought that in Eretz Yisrael it was common for people to eat bones. Since it was common for people to eat the bones, therefore it's considered ochel. In America, it was less common for people to eat the bones, so then it would not be considered ochel. Yeah.
When Rav Shlomo Zalman, the food could be fully cooked and then the bones are not even cooked to the level of Masal Ben Jerusalem.
Correct. It's possible to have that stage. It's a Einachanami. It's a ha'ara. It could be that that's not talking about the case of shihiyah. What about in the case of hazara? Now that we're going to get to involved with the halachas of Hachzara. It'll be very hard to construct such a case. But now what we're talking about might be the case of Hachzara. It's a totally different afkamina. So Rav Nevinsal Shlita, when he was discussing these halachas, was not only talking about Hachzara and Shihiyah, he was also talking about Hilchos Bishul. So now, are you allowed to be Magus? Are you allowed to put it back on the fire? Right? According to the Shitas that hold that there's no Bishul until Mevushal called Tzarko. So are you allowed to, do you have to be Choshesh from Bishul, from going from Eichel Ben Rasai to Mevushal called Tzarko? So that would be the Tzir. But Daniel is pointing out, well, that the odds that you're going to have something that's Mevushal called Tzarko, not Samos, be less than Michael Ben Rishai, that's not likely in a Hanami. So there are times that you'll have the Shadow in regards to Hazara, and there are times that you'll have the Shadow in regards to Bishop. But in Shihiyah, you're right, it would seem that you're not having the Shadow.